hindi rin naging isang matuwid na daan para kay Lorybell ang kanyang pagiging isang artist. Mayroong pagkakataon sa kanyang buhay kung saan naramdaman niyang nasa pinakamababang punto siya sa kanyang napiling karera. Ngunit dahil sa ito ang bagay na nagpapasaya sa kanya, siya'y bumangon at simula nooy nagbukas ang magandang mga pintuan para sa kanya.
As with most artists, it wasn't a straightforward road where I knew that I wanted to be a practicing artist. So I went to art school, and despite my dad's initial suggestion that I should do pharmacy, I intended to become a high school art teacher. My high school art teacher was a woman that I admired very deeply, and I wanted to follow in her footsteps. But I found that when the time came to do my pracs in schools, that the role didn't suit me as well as I hoped. So I thought that I wanted to continue my studies, but my thesis proposal for master's wasn't accepted, so I fell into a bit of a low point. This was in 2012, because I thought that I lost my path and I didn't really know what to do. So my then partner suggested to me that I start to paint, because art always made me happy. So I painted a portrait of him, and I taught myself how to paint along the way. And that was just over 3 years ago, and not long after that, I got accepted into my first art prize, and that was a huge moment because I felt like I was legitimately being accepted by the art community.
How did your mother, who is a Filipina, supported you in achieving this dream of becoming an artist?
Well, the best thing that my mom did for me was to give me space and to have the patience to let me go about this career at my own pace. I was always a high achiever in school, and like most Asian parents, she had very high expectations of me. But she's long known to have faith in my abilities and in my work ethic, which I learned from her. So, yeah, she gave me time, she gave me space, and she was very caring and understanding to let me try, at least. And now she's very proud of me.
What is the art style that you mostly use as a medium of expression, and why?
So primarily I work in oil paint, and it's usually on canvas or linen. As with most people, it was really daunting and scary to work with oils at first, because you look at the works of like Leonardo da Vinci, and then you look at tubes of paint and you can't really understand how one thing turns into the other. But as soon as I began to use it, I found that it felt very natural, more than mediums like charcoal or graphite or even acrylic paint. There's a richness and a versatility to oil paint that's able to translate my vision into reality. And having been at it for a few years now, I feel that I've come to understand that medium on a level that I feel very connected with it.
How do you go about making yourself unique as an artist?
This was a really huge concern of mine right at the start. You know, how can you be different? How can you be original when everything's been done already? So when I first started, I experimented constantly with subject matter and with technique. You know, I researched contemporary artists and really tried not to do what they were doing, tried to do something different. But the more that I tried to be different, it was like the further away that I was drifting from myself. So I stuck to my own interests, focused on subject matter that was close to my heart, people that were close to me, my immediate environment, my interest in philosophy, psychology, and art history. And I found that, to my surprise, a style emerged that seems to be quite unique. So I have two distinctive styles. There's my darker works, which is the style that I'll be working on for this coming residency, and I have some bright neon paintings as well. So I suppose what I learned most of all is that my work will always be unique because it's mine and it's not someone else's.
How do you feel about being announced as the artist in residence by Fairfield City Museum and Gallery this 2016 and 2017?
It's such a thrill. It's such an honor to be selected from all the artists who applied. This will be my second residency now, so I'm really looking forward to creating these works for the gallery. It's going to be a wonderful experience because for the first time I'll be working with other people in the community too, so that's going to be a pretty good learning experience.
So where do you draw that that motivation to paint? Especially like this time you have to really come up with a piece of art for the Artist in Residence program of the Fairfield City Museum. So where do you get your inspiration for that?
Well, definitely from my own series that I'm working on, which is very personal, but really just my experience coming from a multicultural background, moving from, you know, I lived in the Philippines until I was 9 and I came here. So Fairfield City is very multicultural, and I feel like I can just relate to people in the community, and I definitely draw on that multicultural identity the most.
How is your creation of the paintings going on now, and what can we expect from it?
So what I'm hoping to achieve is a small series of oil paintings showing the three main nationalities which make up the Fairfield community. And what I'd like to convey is, like I said, that multicultural identity that's so much a part of Fairfield and of myself.
What would be your piece of advice to those people, especially the young ones, who aspires to be a successful artist like you?
The first thing, I guess, is to make art that's honest. The second is to know the art world. Live it every day of your life. Research what's going on with other artists around you. Thirdly, seek out opportunities like art prizes, residencies like this, grants, applications for exhibitions. They won't come to you, so you have to search it out. And it's a job, so you have to be your own boss, and you have to be a tough one, but a fair one to yourself as well.
Can you please kindly invite our listeners to view your exhibition at Fairfield City Museum and Gallery?
So this will be sometime next year. And to all the listeners, I'd love to see you at the opening of the exhibition. And you can just follow me online for more details on Facebook, Instagram, and on my website. Simply laurabelspirovsky.com.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.